Mexico's President Vicente Fox has made it a priority to win amnesty for the millions of Mexicans living and working in the United States illegally. Commentator Ruben Navarrete Jr. says the discussion may be moving toward amnesty a little too fast.
Americans know what they want from Mexico. Cheap and readily available laborers who do everything from trimming lawns to making beds to raising kids. Those helping hands help make the cushy lives of middle-class wage earners even cushier. But now, some are offended that Mexico wants something in return. Mexican President Vicente Fox wants the U.S. to acknowledge that its relationship with Mexico is a special one. The Bush administration agrees. Since February, Attorney General John Ashcroft and Secretary of State Colin Powell have huddled with Mexican counterparts to pound out a unique immigration accord. The United States wants a guest worker program. The Mexicans, going for broke, want legal status conferred on 3 million undocumented Mexican immigrants in the U.S. Amnesty, or as the sly Fox administration calls it, regularization, once looked like a long shot. Now suddenly it's an even money bet. Ashcroft and Powell are recommending that some Mexican immigrants be allowed to apply for legal status. Officials now concede that some could mean 1 or 2 million people. That has angered conservative hardliners and anti-immigrant groups. They warn that amnesty rewards lawbreakers and will only encourage more illegal immigration. But nor does it please liberals, who complain that people from all over the world are clamoring to enter the U.S. legally. Where President Bush is on all this is almost a state secret, though recently he did say he'd consider amnesty for non-Mexicans as well. If Bush follows the advice of Powell and Ashcroft, he'll get cover fire from both parties. Republican Senators John McCain of Arizona and Sam Brownback of Kansas have voiced approval for amnesty, and congressional Democrats are getting into the act with a special task force on immigration that promises its own comprehensive immigration proposal. I don't care if amnesty is shaping up to be, at least in elite quarters, the most popular idea since the tortilla. I'm not convinced. We're talking about naturalizing millions of people who didn't play by the rules to get here. That seems tantamount to waving a white flag in the legitimate struggle to preserve our national sovereignty. Besides, the first thing that newcomers have to understand about America is that it is a participatory concept. If you want it, you earn it. And that goes for U.S. citizenship as well. I realize that as a Mexican-American born in the U.S., I have the luxury of such beliefs. So I won't begrudge Mexico's right to make the demand. Americans who may not want the humiliation of having their neighbors dictate the terms can always walk away from the table and tell Mr. Fox, "No deal, senor." Of course, that could put their chief labor at risk. Why, they might actually have to mow their own lawns and wipe their own kids' noses. Talk about humiliating.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete Jr., an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a syndicated columnist.